Hi, everybody. This is Donna Max again. Here we have a public interest show today, and I have a very special guest here in the studio with me, Steve Graham. And, you know, we just finished having a talk here about actively fighting evil, and this is what Steve and his wife do. They try very hard to fight evil, and they have an organization called the Standard of Liberty Foundation. Isn't that right, Steve?
That's correct, Donna, and thanks for having me on today.
I'm happy to have you. In fact, this is exciting for me because I was looking down at your topics and I'm going, oh, wow, this is going to be a few hot topics here that we're going to be talking about today. And that's good. First of all, let me just get back here and say, you know, I always get calls from people saying, you know, you always talk, Donna, about making changes. How can one person make a change? You're one person. How did you start this Standard of Liberty?
Well, Donna, it's interesting. The reason we started the Standard of Liberty Foundation is because we saw powerful people and groups pushing false ideologies that confuse the reality of, say, two separate biological genders, or they are undermining conventional gender roles, or they're abusing the God-given right power of procreation. And it's just all aimed at our Christian moral and cultural life, and what we thought we needed to do was form a foundation which would raise the awareness of the radical movements that are in our country and see if we couldn't help promote a public resurgence of religion and traditional sexual morality to counteract these movements.
Well, I was watching a documentary, actually. It was some talk show hosts on television talking about one of these conservative hosts was saying that the liberals today control the media, they control our schools, you know, they have control of such powerful entities to change our mind thing, the way we think.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Unless there are some conservative groups that start up and from the ground up. You know, and start fighting these things, you know, they're going to re-educate our children and they're going to rewrite our history, and that we're going to have multiple problems as the years go on. Do you believe that?
Yeah, Donna. In fact, what we hope to do is help protect the innocence of childhood, which is being attacked nowadays.
And totally undermined.
Yeah, and parental rights are under attack, and even the idea of marriage, which is an institution given to us by God. People are trying to redefine that. And so what we hope to do is help people in their own minds and in their communities revitalize traditional standards of morality and encourage true religiosity and things like that. I mean, it's like you said, our culture and traditional morality are being attacked through entertainment, through the news media, through schools, politicians, laws, courts.
Even books that are coming out there now.
Yeah, everything.
You know, it's interesting. I've been attending some of my grandchildren through the summer to help out one of my single daughters. And I had taken them to the library, and she had picked out a book that was there for sale and was sitting down reading it. And pretty soon she came walking over to me, Steve, and she said, Grandma, look at this. And so I did. It was about an abused little girl who had had gone through quite of abuse. Well, the day before, my granddaughter got a little spanky. Not a big one, but a little spanky, you know. She was a little bit defiant, quite defiant, to say the least. And she pulled back around, and she was just doing great. But she read the story that said that this little girl went to the teachers and everybody and told them that she had been beaten by her parents. And they sent someone in to correct her parents, and that now the little girl couldn't be spanked anymore. And and I thought, not that that isn't a truism. I mean, we sure as heck don't want children out there beaten. But why are we putting these, am I wrong? Why are we putting these in these little books for these children to plant these ideas in these kids?
You're not wrong. And it's not by accident that this is happening. It's part of a carefully calculated plan by people who want to reorder our culture into one where there are no rules and anything goes. And so what they're trying to do is undermine and abolish anything that's of traditional moral value. They want to take, they have taken God out of our schools, for example. Back in 62 and 63, they took the Bible and God out of our schools, and things have been going downhill ever since.
Well, you know, as a foster parent, I remember one day having the state come over, and they read to you this list of things you cannot do to discipline a child. And when they got done, there must have been 20 things. And I just looked at them and I said, how do I discipline this child? Well, you don't. You just let the natural consequences occur. I said, oh, right. The natural consequences of completely upsetting your home and making a mess out of everything, meaning you can't no longer have any right to say anything at all to children. Well, that's the law. And I'm going, well, where did we get such idiots? Excuse the word, but where do we get people who made this kind of a law? Now, before I have people calling in here and saying, Donna, you know, we have these books and these type of things because there are people out there who are heavily abused, and if they don't tell somebody, that abuse doesn't stop. We're not talking about that. Right, Steve?
That's correct. We're not. What we're talking about is people and materials that are designed to undermine our traditional beliefs, our traditional morality upon which this founding was, the country was founded. Let me tell you that people will try to tell you that we live in a secular nation, and we don't. This nation was founded by people who believed in God, people who were Christians, and they said that they had founded this nation on Christian principles, and that
absolutely,
and that this government that we have, John Adams, I think it was, said this government that we have is well suited for those who believe in God, and it's not well suited for those who don't. And so we're trying to support belief in God and religion, and help people recognize that these things that you're talking about are happening. For example, you were talking about a judge or someone that said what you can and can't do. In Colorado recently, there was a judge who was ruling on a parental custody case, and he told the mother, as part of his ruling, that she was not allowed to teach her child anything that might be homophobic.
Oh, I heard that. Yes, I read an article about that. Now, go ahead.
And this is the problem. We've got judges that are not ruling according to law. They're ruling according to their own opinion or their own philosophy. And that's not what judges are all about. And that's part of the problem we have.
Well, again, we had a talk by President Packer that talked about how tolerance is now being, placed over, values, certain values. I mean, we can be tolerant, but we're not tolerant to where we accept idiotic things.
And that's the thing, tolerance nowadays is part of the hijacking of our English language. Many words that have wonderful traditional excellent meanings are now being redefined with inappropriate things, such as tolerance. Just like you said, tolerance doesn't mean what it meant before. What it means is to, and when you hear tolerance, it may mainly has to do with homosexuality. And what it means is not only accept, but celebrate homosexuality as being natural and normal, which it is absolutely not. And never has been. It's against God's law. And so they steal words and attach new meanings to them to make us seem to be unloving and uncaring and such.
So that we will not take a stand.
They hope that we can make us be silent.
You know, it's funny because the what I have seen with the acceptance of homosexuality now that's perverse. All over the nation, let's put it that way. You know, people who never, ever would have considered this lifestyle are actually considering it and moving into it. They're literally moving into a subculture that they think now is going to be more fun and that they don't any longer have to obey God's laws at all. And now that they've accepted something like this, God's not over them. Well, what do they think? He's just going to disappear?
Yeah, let me tell you, homosexuality is one of the most insidious movements that is around, and let me tell you that the philosophy or the idea of that homosexuality is natural and normal finds no basis in science. They will tell you that there's tons of information that says it's the way a person is. It's just the way you're wired or whatever, and there is not one shred of evidence that is out there that approves or corroborates their statements. They just know that if they say it long enough and loud enough, and if they have enough support from people like the news media and the entertainment, if you can get Will and Grace on TV and say that homosexuality is funny and it's natural and normal and it's acceptable, socially acceptable, then everybody's going to think that it's perfectly fine. But it's not. It never has been, and it never will be, regardless of how long and how often they say it. And it's not only unacceptable in according to the law of God, it's also not healthy, and it's harmful. It's life-threatening, this homosexuality and the lifestyle that people live.
Well, it's very bad. You know, people out there can stand back and say, boy, you guys are real bigots. But, you know, I think a bigot is someone who makes a charge against something knowing nothing about it. But, you know, we had in our own family an extended member of our family who chose the homosexual lifestyle. And the family, because of the pressures, pretty much accepted a lot of the things that happened. He died of AIDS in a terrible situation, and it was very painful, but he, you know, it was a sad thing for all of us, and it was very, very difficult. This is not something that's easy to handle.
No, and the statistic is that 50% of the people who act out in a homosexual way live that homosexual lifestyle. 50% of them are going to contract HIV and die of AIDS.
Yeah, they get sick. That's right, and they pass on the illness. You know,
and it's not just that. If they don't get that, they're 4,000 times more likely, for example, to get certain types of cancer that come with that particular activity, and a myriad of other diseases that don't come if you don't live the immoral, unhealthy lifestyle.
Well, they're making, the movie makers are making this out to be something wonderful. I turned on the television and I saw, oh gosh, what's Brad Pitt's wife's ex-wife's
Angelina
name?
Angelina Jolie?
No, the first one. Jennifer...
Aniston.
Okay.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
They had a movie on with her and she was dancing, dirty dancing with a guy, and then a girl came up from the other side and she turned around and they started doing the same type of thing, and then they kissed each other in a long kiss, and then she turned to the other man, and I'm going, what is this? Here is this actress that is well respected, and they have gotten her to do this film, which makes it even look like it's more acceptable. Why in the world are these actors and actresses taking on these things when they have millions of dollars and they don't need to do it for money? What are they doing it for?
Well, it's either that they are clueless and that
as to the harm that they're doing.
Right. They're just, you know, anything for a cause, anything to keep them in the limelight or whatever. Or they're evil and they're trying to push this evil and wicked perversion on our society. And both things are occurring. And in fact, it's really interesting. A couple of weeks ago, a couple of weekends ago, for the purposes of history, I attended a gay pride parade that went right down the streets of Salt Lake and on State Street. And it was, there were floats where people were nearly naked, wearing nothing but, well, anyway, and in cages, acting like they were animals, and they were doing just what you were talking about. They were acting out as though they were doing sexual acts, and they were being offensive with their own bodies, and they were kissing and loving and hugging one another. After the parade, I went to this thing called the Pride Festival at the City-County Building in Salt Lake, and it is public social acceptance of the gay and lesbian lifestyle.
Of a wicked subculture.
And women and men were there hugging and kissing one another and doing other acts to one another that were licentious. And I was wondering why they were not arrested for public indecency and a number of these things. But the amazing thing...
Again, the word tolerance.
Yeah, and the police were there with recruiting booths.
I know.
It was incredible. But there's another thing, Donna, and this is the horrible thing. They're after our kids. They're not just satisfied to let adults act the way they want. They want our society to accept this. And since our older population seems to resist this, they're after indoctrination of our kids.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Well, now, you had a notation about Lone Peak here. This was... go ahead, I'll let you explain that.
Our daughter attends... just graduated from Lone Peak High School, and she was on the newspaper staff there. And when Provo High decided that they wanted to allow the formation of a gay-straight alliance club, which, by the way, we think is patently against our state law, we went down and testified about that before the Provo School Board. But at the Lone Peak High School, in the newspaper class, the discussion started about that, and the teacher assigned our daughter to do the con side of a pro-con opinion piece on gay-straight alliances. And he assigned another girl to do the pro side. Well, when the piece came out, we were disturbed that they were discussing it at all. But we thought it was okay because our daughter was, speaking against it. But when the opinion pieces came out, the girl that wrote the opinion piece in favor of gay-straight alliances went beyond just saying we should allow those types of clubs. In our opinion, the article went into advocacy of homosexuality. And according to our state law, anything curricular-based is not allowed to advocate homosexuality. It's not allowed to do anything other than support abstinence before marriage and fidelity after. And so here comes this piece that came right out and advocated for homosexuality. So we went to the teacher and said, we think your piece has broken the law. And he got back to us and said, no, I don't think so. And we met with the principal and said, we think your piece has broken the law. And he contacted the Alpine School District, and they got back to us. And in our meeting with the principal, he said, no, we haven't broken the law. Principal Coop said, we haven't broken the law and we'll never do it again. And we thought that was interesting that they thought they hadn't broken the law, but they thought they better not do that again. But when you advocate for homosexuality in a school publication, it's under the auspices of the school. And so
As if it's approved of.
Yeah, and we used that when we went to the state legislature and testified in favor of a law that was going to strengthen the law that helps clubs. Well, the interesting thing is, just a few weeks ago, the school had another issue of their school newspaper, and in that was an article about a vaccine that can prevent HPV, which is human papillomavirus. And the problem we had with that was that it talked about promiscuous sexual relations between boys and girls as though it were a thing that's normal and acceptable. It didn't come right out and say we encourage everybody to do this, but accepted it. And so we went back. This time we didn't go to the principal because we knew the answer we'd get. We just sent out a news release and got people talking about it. And that's what we want to do, Donna. We want people to be aware. When we were meeting with the principal, we were our parents' rights and concerns, we felt, were not fairly considered or represented in the answers that we got. And so we've got to have more people standing up.
But Steve, at least you went. I mean, people who do nothing, they still have to be accountable to that one day. At least you took a stand and you voiced your opinion. And the fact that this gentleman said, it may not be wrong, but we won't do it again, means a lot. I mean, at least that cleaned up that situation, and that was very good.
Yeah, and what we wanted was just for them to be more careful. Well,
yes, they're good people. Everybody's afraid today. They have to be socially correct. I don't know what they think is going to happen if they're not socially correct. But standing up for God and His laws is not always today the favored position to be in. Of course, we think it is. But there are out there who they're saying, okay, sex between boys and girls, as you were saying, is normal. Yes, it is. But they're leaving out the fact that God says after marriage.
All right. And what they're also trying to do is, if they can successfully separate God from the topic, then we're stuck with the law.
Okay, let's get back just really quickly, because our time is running out here. You mentioned judges that are frequently in the news because of rulings that they've made. You know, Steve, this is something that just concerns me like I can't even begin to tell you. This, to me, is my number one issue. When we know, I'd like to see an organization like yours, this, which is called, people, by the way, Standard of Liberty Foundation. You can get them on a website. It's www.standardofliberty.org. Remember that. We'll repeat that. I would love to see the names of these judges and their rulings placed on a national register so we can, as people, vote them out. You know, we don't have to keep these people in judgeships, but if all we're all that's ever done is somebody just told about one instant here, one instant there, there's no concerted effort or organization to literally get in there and root out this evil.
Well, that's a good point, Donna. And on our website, we do try to highlight the things that are going on and also give people links to other good sites that are doing just what you say. And as you probably well know, the development of a website is it's like a growing thing, and we have good plans for increasing our coverage on things such as that. But let me tell you about judges. There's two things that can happen with judges. Number one, you can actually impeach a judge just like you can impeach the president.
Exactly.
And it isn't done very often because nobody talks about it. And nobody calls their elected representatives and says, get this bad judge out. And so they believe that what the judge says has to go. And another thing you can
do... Well, that's baloney. When what was it, one state that they had like 75% of the people vote on an issue, and the one bad judge overturned what 75% of our people said.
Oh, yeah, it was in Nebraska. They voted on an amendment to their state constitution, just like we did in Utah, that defined marriage as the union between one man and one woman. And that federal judge declared it to be invalid. And, I mean, they voted by 70%, more than 70% in there.
Exactly.
It's going to go to the Supreme Court of the United States, and we're confident that it will be overturned.
But, see, we need to do this in every state with all of these darned
activist judges
that are changing our culture, that are making, you know, what's hard for me is to imagine that if we as a people don't start fighting back, then the Lord's going to withdraw his blessings. He cannot continue to bless people who are choosing unrighteousness. He can't do it. So if we lose our protection from God, what's going to happen to our country?
Well, we're already suffering as a result of that. People who've turned away from God. I mean, look at the culture in which we live. I mean, who are our heroes now?
Oh, exactly.
You know, movie stars and athletes, and many of whom are immoral and dishonest. And it's no longer George Washington and Abraham Lincoln who are our kids' heroes. And let me tell you, what we need to do is have people start taking a stand. Make the phone call. Call the judge and tell the judge's clerk or the judge themselves, you know, I disagree with what you said, and it doesn't sound like you acted according to the law.
But most people don't know who those judges are.
Right.
We don't know how to get a hold of them. We need to have some kind of a website we can go to that says, if you're unhappy with what's happening, here are a list of your senators. Here are their numbers. I mean, yes, people can find it, but some people find them,
Go to our website. Difficult. There's a button called Get Involved, and it tells you who to contact, like your governor, your state, your senators, your representatives. It even tells you how to get in touch with local media, and we're adding to that.
The different
constantly.
Newspapers, the television programs.
Sure.
I remember, and
calling
I told this before
about the TV.
Really quickly, and I'll say this, and I've told this on the air before, but I remember this, how it impressed me, how this dentist from Texas and his wife didn't like what was happening. This was back in the time of Donahue, and he has just started to have some of this perversion come onto the airways, which had been held back. And he and his wife, they took a video and they videoed the show. Then they edited out most of Donahue stuff and left in the sick, horrible things that were on that show. And then they sent it to every advertiser, to the board of directors, who used to have men, who were good men. And they said, is this really what you want to promote? And boy, he started losing his advertisers. And they thought that this was a grassroots organization that had gotten started. And so, boy, I'll tell you, Donahue and all of his producers and everybody scrambling until they found out that it was only one dentist and his wife. And they went, whew. Now, look how much power would have been with that dentist and his wife had they organized others around them and then gone after this.
Yeah, it's part of the reason this terrible television show, The Book of Daniel, is off the air is because
definitely
over 800,000 emails and phone calls were
made. I signed the petition against that.
And so did we. And we put that on our website. We've written books that can help people who are struggling with inappropriate things, and you can find out about that on our website. You can find out about the troubling things that are happening. You can find out about things that are the successes that are being had. And let me tell you, it's the wonderful thing is that we live in a country that's still sufficiently free that we can, to this point,
at least at this point, we
can still speak our mind. There have been people thrown in jail for reading the Bible in public and for refusing to serve someone who's asked them to print, for example, something that goes against their personal values. The book that we have, for example, that's really helpful to someone is called My Darling from the Lions. And it tells about, it's the journal of a mother whose son was lured into internet pornography and homosexuality and was able to get out again through good counseling and through the atonement of our Savior Jesus Christ. We recommend that people go to our website and find out about the publications we have and the fight that we're fighting. You can make a difference because one person turns into a million if enough of us believe in it, and we can.
I have been listening to some of these great older commentaries who said they have visited, or these men who've given these commentaries over the years said they visited across the United States, and they're finding millions of people. We're starting to get dissatisfied with what's happening in our country. And so I think that the time is right for us to start standing up for what's right. By the way, just really quickly, I'm going to push the New American Magazine because it's got some tremendous articles in there. These people, these men and women, and I've met so many of them, are just dedicated to freedom in our country. They give you a lot of wonderful facts that you won't get anywhere else, and they do tremendous research, people. You can get it on the internet called New American Magazine.
I like it.
I do too. I read it cover to cover every month.
And go to our website, www.standardofliberty.org. And if you can't remember the website, just do a Google search on Standard of Liberty and you'll find us there.
Okay, great. Well, we thank you, Steve Graham, for being with
Donna.
Us today. And I hope all of you out there are as concerned as we are about some of these things that are happening in our nation and are willing to do something. You know, one day we have to stand at the bar of God and say what we did or did not do to maintain our freedoms. And all of you, thank you for joining with us today. This is Donna Max, and have a wonderful day.
Are credit card bills stressing you out? Do you find yourself living paycheck to paycheck, hanging your head in embarrassment with $4,000 or more?